I know he wrote the original choice, but I thought he got rid of it. Someone else.
I'd like to reconvene the meeting, please. So everybody, please take your places. And the gentleman, if you could restate your name and address and then proceed on, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Hope everything's okay.
It will be.
This is Sam Abdullah, ABDALLAH, 8843 West Callaway Court, Stonehenge Subdivision. I just want to make a few comments. One is, took a quick look up of the UW-Milwaukee baseball schedule. So they play Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Friday, usually games start at 2 p.m. This is during the school year. So doing the math on a 3,000 to 4,000 people stadium around in all this development that might happen in the future, and thinking about this narrow stretch of road here in the red and where these people are going to take either the wrong turn. Well, first off, if they take a right off of the road, which they will because this is a regional destination, right? So they're going to take a right off of the road, have nowhere to go, and then turn onto Wolfville, make a U-turn there, and then backtrack is kind of one thing. The other part is, again, with the time of the UW-Milwaukee games, which obviously I'm in opposition of this entire thing, so I wanted to go on the record and say that. But a lot of these things need to be considered, and I think what you're seeing here is that they use the word iterative and agile, which can be riddled with mistake and often half-baked. I think this is something that is a development of such a high magnitude that more planning needs to go in than what it's gone so far. And I read through the document. I saw a lot of comments made by, I'm not sure who made the comments, but I saw a lot of comments made, and there are definitely a lot of questions unanswered. So let's not jump way too far ahead and go for any kind of rezoning approval before we know a lot more. I want to say something is that I requested for all the complaints on either noise or lights that have been made to the city from the Rock Sports Complex in early November. I've yet to receive that list of complaints. So I urge the Planning Commission to actually retrieve that information to see is the existing owner and operator of this facility abiding by the rules that were set when he first opened. I'm not able to get that information. Maybe you'll have better luck. Apparently, being a citizen of Franklin for almost 20 years doesn't really help me do that. One thing to consider is that this is one of the most elevated points in Franklin. We know that. This is might be a former ski hill. It's one of the most elevated points. You can't block that sound with a berm. It's not going to happen. And you saw in the disclosure that was submitted to you is that the plan is for possibly live music and concerts. I think actually the developer mentioned dog sniffing contests as well. But you can't block that noise. And this thing needs to be profitable. So if you're going to make money on it, you're going to put in there whatever you can, and concerts are involved in that. So again, this is sitting at very high altitude in the city, one of the highest points. I think someone had mentioned earlier the density. Now, I wanted to actually, for you to consider, how do the apartments matter when it comes to supporting this development? The density in the population doesn't change that drastically from the former plan. The former plan had single lot homes, which I believe 30 to 40 residences could fit in there with an average of probably 4 to 5 folks in each home. So doing the math on that and the math on the apartments, which are planned to be 1 and 2 bedroom, doesn't seem like a large swing in population. So why is that a deal breaker to have single family homes there when the population doesn't actually change? And I'm looking at, I don't have the actual, numbers of population, but I'm just doing the math on that one area. You're talking about 100 people difference. I don't think it's going to make or break a development that has 20-some-odd buildings probably double the number there, but to support the amount of development that's going on there, I don't see it. Something was mentioned about, we know it's a landfill. It's a hazard. It's definitely, there are a lot of unknown variables. So before we even think about rezoning this, let's see if this is going to be viable and happen. All this stuff happening on north side of Rawson says, well, we need to have what happens on the south side of Rawson to make it all work. But let the DNR weigh in on this and consider that the DNR is well underfunded and well understaffed. Give them the time to do that. I'm not saying don't let them do their jobs. Let them do their jobs, give them enough time, don't be pushed by the signed memorandum of understanding that the Common Council signed. You're not obligated to that agreement. The Plan Commission has to act on the master plan, not some agreement that the Common Council agreed to. So there's also something about the apartments and the demand. And, you know, Wired Properties has absolutely zero experience with developing an apartment, quote-unquote, luxury apartment complex across from a stadium. So all the information that they're given is just assumption. I think he used the word anticipate, which is definitely not probable or guaranteed. So I don't know what we can anticipate, but I can anticipate never wanting to pay more than $1,000 a month to live across from a stadium that's used by UW-Milwaukee 3 days a week, concerts whenever they can happen, and on top of that, the existing sports complex, because all that's grayed out. Because know that there are four baseball stadiums that are so grayed out, you can barely see them, but they also still generate. So you're talking 3,000 to 4,000 people in the stadium. Then you've got participants that go in the four, you know, dimes that you can barely see on there. On top of that, this Four Seasons complex. You got to do all the math on this and actually get some studies of how much traffic this is going to generate. The other thing I'll mention is Greg's a great guy, but he doesn't really build parking lots too well. And I'm just saying it is that the developer doesn't have a real good track record of building things that are of a high quality when it comes to commercial construction. And there's some unknowns in the Target parking lot that the developer has actually developed. There's some unknowns are there. They didn't handle those unknowns properly. And if you all had been patrons of that Target over there, you notice that the parking lot was really wavy. They had to tear it all out and redo it. These developers are proposing to build on a landfill. Know that, a landfill that has a very poorly documented history of what it actually contains. So we have to maintain that. Do we have the right developers proposing the requests in this case? Do they have the right experience to actually build on a landfill? Do they have that experience? Do they have that experience on their team? And then lastly, I'll say is that actually that was the last thing. So thanks for your time.
Thank you, Sam.
My name is Jim Lucky. I live at 4925 West Rawson Avenue. And a gentleman that just spoke before me during our little break made the assumption that I was here to oppose the project.
No, I didn't.
Well, okay, I directed this.
Yep.
Sorry.
Address right. The chair, please, Jim.
Well, he talked to me in favor of opposing it, but I'm here. Very much so believe that this project should move forward, and specifically the zoning should be changed. Now, I did have a chance to study this over last night. It was on the internet, and I've been following this now for almost 2 years, and I've supported it, and all it has got is better and better. This is something the Franklin community really needs for economic development. Mr. Jim O'Malley talked about this, and it is very true. I won't go as far as to say that Franklin's dead economically, but we need economic development. Now, I look at this project, and I've gone to all these many of these meetings, and I've heard constantly about how Franklin is a quiet community, and that we want to keep it that way. And yes, that is very nice. You want like a small town atmosphere. And I started thinking about it once. Doesn't small towns have a downtown area where people go to? We don't have that in Franklin. And 76th Street in Rawson is like the perfect location. The development is coming from the north, from 76th Street north to south. And right there, actually in Franklin here, the center of the city is 76th in Putes. So we're talking about only about 2 miles off of the center of the city is where this development is going to be. Now, I myself have lived in Franklin since 1974, And you heard my address on Rawson Avenue. And at that time, it was nothing more than just a two-lane road. There wasn't much traffic. But things changed quite dramatically around 1999. And all of a sudden, it became a six-lane road, boulevard, streetlights, sidewalks on both sides of the street. It was quite a change. All of a sudden, I had 200 feet of snow to cover and remove on the sidewalks. Well, I was opposed to all that at the time. I came to meetings like this and spoke against it. But you know what? Today, I think it's great. Those same sidewalks, me and the wife walk along, and I see other couples and other people doing it. We go up to the trail, and now I find out that we could take the trail up to the rock. Actually, I see the rock as a place where, you know, the community to get together. I do believe that this entertainment center and family center will bring people together in the community. There'll be shops. There'll be restaurants. You know, at the library meeting that they had, there was a lot of people that came up and spoke in favor of this. And I think there is a strong segment within this Franklin community that does want this project. You know, so many years, me and the wife and friends in the area, we'd go outside of Franklin for our activities because there really was no real place to go to. And you know, I hear this constant thing about, you know, high-end restaurants or entertainment. Well, it's being given to us right here. And I see a place that I want to go to. And you know, what's wrong with maybe bringing some business in from the north, from Greenfield, Hales Corners, Greendale? This absolutely would do this. This would benefit us here in Franklin and would bring money into Franklin. So I'm going to support it, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim.
Yes, my name is Ed Vidmar. My address is 8925 West Meadow Lane, and I've lived here for 44 years. When I moved here, they had horses in my backyard. When I eat breakfast, I can look down Wolfell Road, and I see all the people that are coming in off of Lewis Road, cutting through Wolfell Road, which is 25 miles an hour. And to get across into the traffic, they have to really step on it because the speed limit's 40. That means they're going 55. I've timed them. You should have your police department sit on that road and arrest those people that are going 55. The speed limit is 40. 92nd Street is also 25 miles an hour. You've got a hard time getting on it. I live on Meadow Lane. I got to come through Hawthorne Lane to come out. And that's the same thing over there. I mean, it's terrible. I don't want to say nothing about this guy that lives real far away from there, but I live right here. You should take a survey of all the people that live there. You aldermen should come in our neighborhood and walk around or drive around and see how nice and quiet it is. That's a nice, it's Whitnall View subdivision there. And the people enjoy living there because it's nice and quiet. With this, the stop sign, see where that is? Can you imagine? If you can seat 4,000 people, we'll just say there's 2,000 people coming out of there. How long do you think that stop sign is going to say go for them people to get on to Rawson Avenue? Think about that. And I was to a meeting about a year or two ago, and I said 76th and Rawson Avenue is going to have more accidents than any place in Franklin. And you know, want to know something? I think I'm right. You check with the police records how many accidents we've had on 76th and Rawson Avenue. Every day I take a walk down the South Ridge, and I walk in the mall. I walk around. And there's lights going on all the time. Or there's people going down 76th Street and they're getting arrested for going over 40 miles an hour. When I pull into my subdivision, I'm going 40 miles an hour. I slow down, and I do this on purpose, to 40 miles an hour. I can lie, I'm going really 42 before I get there. But to turn in my subdivision, there's a little bit of a road there that I can make a right turn in. And I take my good nature time, and the guys are beeping their horns and give me the... Not this finger. The other one. You guys weren't the aldermen at the time. We wanted to build a new high school in Franklin. They said it cost $20 million. They said it would take 20 years to pay for it. It would have been paid for now. If you want to build another high school, and if you guys aren't real sharp, it's going to cost $100 million. You mean to tell me that the people that are going to be living here are going to be paying it for 100 years? Think about all of that stuff. Walk through or drive through all the subdivisions, and the people that are living six blocks away, not 3 miles away, it's... If you live 3 miles away, you're not getting any reference to what's going on over there. I also bowl at Root River Lanes, which is on 72nd and Rawson Avenue. When I come out of there, I got to go like heck to get up to 76th Street so I can get home. I mean, the traffic is horrible. There's no police. I don't know where the police are. They're hiding someplace. I'm not picking on the police. The police are. I think we got some of the finest in Wisconsin. The police. Thank you.
Thank you, Ed. Ed, I want you to know that the members here are commissioners only. They're not elected officials. The only elected official that's here is me. But thank you, Ed. Okay.
Hi. Is this thing on? My name is Ed Eldridge. I live at 8525 West Hawthorne. That's 85th Street, or call it 85th, and Rawson. And from the get-go, let me say that I am totally against all aspects of this project. I'm also appalled by the comment that Franklin is a dead city. I have lived here 35 years. I developed and ran the car wash at 76th and Rawson. I developed and ran the oil change. I'm the one, talk about what people will come to Franklin. I'm the one who brought the Hilton Corporation, and they're arguably the largest hotel corporation in the world. I brought them here. I introduced them to Franklin. At that time, they and I envisioned a nice county park across the street. It was called Crystal Ridge Ski Hill. And we heard earlier that the value of that land is only enlargeable by this project. That's not true. Franklin's not dead. Okay, a lot of us got hurt by the Great Recession, but Franklin and people who know Franklin are very inventive about bringing things to Franklin, and big companies will come. Now, in general, or perhaps more specific, what happens if this project fails? Who's going to pick up the remnants? Who's going to handle the effect on the south side of Rawson? And that's right across the street from my house, by the way. And how much cash, actual cash, is all aspects of this project going to suck out of the Franklin budget? I would love to know that. I'm also bothered by the fact that this whole thing is being done under pressure, I'll say. We're being told to just vote yes, and to quote them, we will fill in the details later. We also heard tonight that the market will determine what is feasible for us to do. Well, that's got to scare the dickens out of everybody in Stonehenge, because if they're expecting, although they don't want it, these apartments and the other atrocities, and the market says that's not going to come about, well, what will the market make exist there? That bothers me very much so. Now, I also want to correct something that apparently is being told to Channel 4 because they brought that out on the news just last night, I'm told. This project, The Rock, and everything associated with what you've heard tonight had nothing to do with Hilton giving me the franchise for that Hampton. That Hampton is doing very well. Just this record this week, we were breaking records, 100% occupancy, way above our competitive set. He's talking about RevPAR and everything. He ought to look at ours. We're doing fabulous without The Rock. And frankly, I think that that would be a great disservice to the community that these people, including me, have come to know and love and be happy living with. We will progress as a city. We're not dead. Now, you're called upon to give these people an answer within 30 days. And I know that Mr. Deedle and his department, believe me, I know it, that they get the last T crossed and the last dot on the I before they want to come in front of this body. I've lived there. This is being rushed through as a disservice to the management of the city and terribly so to the people of the city. So you have to answer within 30 days. I would answer within 30 minutes and say no. Go back to Mr. Deedle's department and let him do the job that they do very, very well. This is hog wild to expect the city to approve something where, as I said a minute ago, we will fill in the details later. Once you change this zoning, it's going to be hard as the dickens on the south side of Rawson to change it again. And the owners of their property can use the new zoning, and I realize it's a PDD extension, and come forth with God only knows what. So I ask you to immediately reject this proposal based on a lack of information. Who knows what will happen with the stadium? There are people here who have submitted details about how skeptical it is this will ever be permitted to exist. We don't know what's going on. Please send it back to planning. Answer no tonight. That gets you off the hook on the 30-day amount, and it gives the department, the plan department, the time it really, really, really needs to study this matter. And I thank you.
Good evening. Ramustaba, M-U-J-T-A-B-A. I live at 8550 Hawthorne Lane. And literally, my backyard would be the multipurpose indoor sports venue. I was gonna talk about sound and light and landfill and apartment buildings and all that, but I think enough is being said on that. So I'm just gonna talk about something else, which would give you perspective. I think it did to me. Somebody came in my life about 5-6 years ago. Actually, not the person, but something, and it changed my life. Literally everything, 24 hours. The way I used to wake up, I wake up differently. The way I used to communicate with my wife is different. The way I used to communicate with my kids now is different. Everything is different. The way I used to plan my day is different. Everything is pretty much different. The way, so much so that the way I perform my religious duties are different now. So, like, up the whole life upside down. And you must be wondering, who was that person? That person was the Steve Jobs, because he gave me this. And because of this device, every single thing I do in my day of 24 hours is different. Because I don't use the alarm clock. The story time I do with my kids is different because I do on iPad or iPhone, and so on and so forth. I'm just afraid that another person is kind of coming into my life, and my life is going to be again upside down. But not for good. The way I'm going to be sleeping or doing story time with my kids, the spending time with my wife in a quiet backyard is going to be different. Everything is going to be different. Effectively, my whole life is going to be different. And I would just remind you that you have passed, and I didn't know that before, but I just read it. It's written in this room about 6 years ago, 7 years ago, just over seven, that you would uphold, or that's your vision statement, that you would enhance our quality of life. You would strive to do that. And today you heard that that's not the case if you go ahead with this proposal. Our life is not going to be enhanced. So please consider to reject this in all its manifestations. Our life, the way it is right now, is good enough, and we are happy with it. And that's what the ultimate feeling you would get, whatever everybody said today. Thank you.
Pat Solansky, 8565 South 68th Street. I just have a few quick comments because everything's been covered here. Number one, listening to the proposal, there's just too many unknowns and not enough solutions from what I can tell. And also I'd like to address the idea of the empty nester. My husband and I are empty nesters. Why would I sell my home and take a rental in that apartment building to put up with the traffic on Loomis Road, along with the lights and all the noise? I would go to Brookfield before I would do something like that. Then thirdly, real quickly, what dictates this as a luxury apartment? From what I could see from the pictures, it looks like a regular apartment building to me. Is it just going to be dictated by the amount of rent that is charged? What's going to set this aside as a luxury apartment? The landfill. No one knows what's in that landfill. I don't want my children or my grandchildren near that vicinity if they're going to start digging into there and putting up a restaurant or whatever they're going to do. No one knows what's in that landfill. And my last comment is not everyone likes baseball.
Good evening. My name is Scott Catarazzoli. I live at 7251 South Stonehedge. I'm in the Stonehedge Edition 1 neighborhood. I actually was the first house built in that neighborhood. We have 36 lots in that neighborhood, and now we have 35 homes in the neighborhood. We have one lot that needs to be built on. So I watched this whole thing happen. Everybody that said what they said tonight is true. We were told it's R3E, executive. It would be houses like we have. We looked it up. That's what it was. No matter if O'Malley told us it didn't matter, it's what the city said. So now, you know, we look at the neighborhood, and I live right where Carrington Road is, and it's called Carrington Road because that road was supposed to be a road, not a cul-de-sac. So they have a temporary cul-de-sac there, and looking at this now, it becomes a cul-de-sac that abuts trees. And we don't have another way out of our neighborhood. The other thing that I'm seeing from this is we pay a homeowners association fee to keep two ponds and the grounds where the beautiful Stonehedge mounting is on when you drive down Loomis Road. It goes nowhere. It goes to old Loomis Road. Well, in looking at this plan, it's going to be a dead end with a beautiful stone thing that says Stonehedge, going nowhere except to a bunch of apartments. So, you know, we didn't think about that when we see all these plans changing over and over again. And we were told that this was going to be residential. Now, I get that Zimmer bought the property for a good deal, and they're going to make a lot of money on this. So why not? But is it fair to us, the people who actually live in the neighborhood, that they're going to make millions of dollars quickly? And I think that's why we want to do this now, instead of waiting. So I tell everybody to say patience is golden. Let's wait on this and say no.
Hi, Dilraj Sidhu, S-I-D-H-U. I'm at 7550 South Cambridge. Just a few things I've noticed here. is that we need to empathize with our fellow Franklin citizens that live near this development. Some of us don't live right next to it. I don't, but I'm putting myself in their shoes. This is really something that is very earth-shattering to them to have this rezoning contemplated when they were told it wasn't going to happen, and not to mention all this noise and light. And our fellow Greendalers here who are having their days interrupted continuously for other people's entertainment. So the developer's spokesman here talked about this project. First of all, it's going to be a TIF district, I understand. I always understood TIF districts to be applied to blighted areas. I don't think this is a blighted area or like a ghetto or anything that or an urban area that needs to be rejuvenated. He also said that in 2005 these would have been condominiums. I'm just wondering what changed. Why would they have been condominiums in 2005 and not now? Could it have been that the economy collapsed? I don't know. Could the economy collapse again? It could. We'd be stuck with a baseball stadium. Projections are just projections. They can change on a whim, and people make these projections. They're all rosy and stuff. Things change, and they're like, oh, I'm sorry, the things have changed. He talked about having citizen input. You've got a lot of it right here. I've only seen a couple people support this. If this was really supported by a lot of people, they would have been out here in bad weather like February 2nd when a lot of people showed up in sleet or whatever it was. He talked about profound interactions. We have plenty of profound interactions without this stadium. Someone else called this a dead city. I've lived in a lot of cities throughout my life. I just turned 50. I've lived in a lot of places. I've lived in a lot of apartments. lived in a lot of crappy apartments. Okay, I aspired to a nice freestanding single home. Okay, that's an aspiration. I'm not talking down on apartment dwellers. I was one, but I aspired to this. Okay, this is why we're concerned about having apartments, because we all lived in apartments. This is not a dead city. This is a great city. I've lived in a lot of places. This is a very nice place. You want the next generation of residents? Invest in schools. People move to... Thank you. People move to places because of schools. I've seen it over and over and over and over, over and over. It's one of the most consistent things. A childless couple such as myself and my wife, we don't have any kids, but we live where there are nice schools. Retired people move to where there's nice schools. There's a reason for that, because nice schools attract hardworking people who are planning for the future, and that infiltrates the whole community. And then you get a nice balance. You have little kids, you got middle-agers, you got elderly. It's a very nice community that way. Again, please put yourselves in the position of our hardworking, property tax-paying, state and federal tax-paying Franklin and Greendale citizens. Thank you.
Navdeep Gill. We live at 8796 West Callaway Court. We moved there in 2007, but our entire lives we've lived in Franklin. And when we moved, we decided to stay in Franklin because of the peacefulness and the entire community being safe and, again, the good schools. We invested in a dream home, as I'm sure many others have, around our subdivision and the neighboring subdivisions. We took out a mortgage that we still pay. But now next door is going to be a community of people who are living month to month or year to year. They're not rooted. They're not as invested into where they're living as we are. But that's not it. As the city of Franklin, what type of message are we sending out when you have told some of the highest tax-paying residents that they will be living next to a residential area, but then suddenly, because of this opportunity, you are now changing that? Are you inviting other people to come to Franklin, or will that be pushing people back? And at the same time, none of this is set in stone, as he's said himself. There's much yet to be approved, not only by Franklin, but by DNR and other agencies. And to make it a walking community, yes, you need the apartments. But the primary project is the ballpark commons. It's not the apartment commons. So for the ballpark commons, let's focus on the ballpark first before the apartments. So I oppose the rezoning, and I wish that you guys will listen to us and not just see this as an opposition, but our sincere concern.
Hi, my name is Jennifer Latinsky. I live at 7324 South Stonehenge, which will be overlooking the lovely apartments. I oppose this rezoning. Everyone has touched on many topics I agree with. We moved to this area and built our home with the knowledge that the area directly in my backyard, where my three young children and numerous friends play, with a zoned residential. Had I known then that apartments would be built in that area, I, along with many of my neighbors, would have not even considered our lots and moved on to another city. We moved here for quiet, safety, and retreat. I would like to know how I can trust what Mr. Marceau says now and in the future with his plans, when he specifically said to my husband and I face-to-face on July 17th, on 2015, on the property that he purchased, we asked him where he now wants to build these apartments if single-family homes were what would be built behind us. And he stated at that time a defiant yes and repeated this again when I asked more than once. As others have mentioned, I no longer know what plan is the latest plan, nor what Mr. Marceau and Mr. Zimmerman truly have in store for the Franklin community, and that scares me and the future of my neighborhood and my children.
Hi, my name is Tammy Hansen, and I live at 7217 South Stonehenge Drive. And all of my neighbors have basically said everything that I would say, so I would just like to state that I oppose the rezoning. Thank you.
My name is Matt Malik. I live at 8982 West Stonehenge Drive. I'm an officer of the Homeowners Association. I'm speaking on behalf of both Stonehenge and Stonehenge One. We have 62 homes in that area. 61 of those homeowners oppose the rezone. Thanks.
Chad Servinansky, 8530 West Hawthorne Lane. I'm just going to touch on a few things. Everybody pretty much said everything. First of all, it just makes no sense to put something, a development like this, in the middle of a residential area. I mean, you have Overlook Farms on one side, Whitnell View on one side, the H section from Greendale, and then Stonehenge on the other side. Just makes no sense why anybody would do something like this. One of the main draws to the area is Whitnell Park. People come from all over the state, even all over the world. I don't know if any of you drive through Whitnell Park. People go there for weddings. They take pictures. They go there for the wildlife. They go to the botanical gardens. The botanical gardens is one of the biggest draws in the state or the world. They come from all over to go to the botanical gardens. Do you think they want to go to Whitnell Park and listen to music, noise, from concerts and people cheering and loud noise from baseball games? People go to parks because they want peace and quiet. That's why Whitnell Park is where it is. It's been there, I don't know, probably what, from the 1940s, 1950s? It's one of the biggest draws to the area. They want to put a multi-purpose indoor venue right alongside Hawthorne Lane. Has anybody actually gone back there and walked around? There's methane pipes that stick out of the ground all over the place for venting. And you want to put a parking lot there? That makes no sense. I mean, what happens if a car would drive into one of those venting pipes? You're going to have a massive explosion. The whole car is going to go up like a bomb. How are you going to get around that when you have all these vent pipes sticking up and cars driving around everywhere? What's to prevent high school kids or any age people from unscrewing the caps off the vents and throwing something down there to light it up? As far as I know, a lot of business people are into this because they want to be part of the TIF district. A lot of business owners that own property on 76 and Rawson. First of all, anything that The Rock is going to create as far as jobs are going to be low-paying seasonal jobs. Franklin doesn't need low-paying seasonal jobs. If anything, Franklin should invest in bringing big manufacturing into the city that's going to create millions of dollars for the city and create hundreds to thousands of jobs that are $60,000 jobs or $60,000 salary a year or more. We don't need seasonal low-paying jobs in Franklin. As far as a lot of people come up here and say, well, Franklin needs this because look at 76 and Rawson, it's dead. First of all, the reason it's dead is because there's no demand. It's not just 76 and Rawson that has empty businesses. Go down to 76 and Cold Spring. Have you driven through there? All those businesses where the Pick and Save were, they're all empty. There's no demand. There's a saturation of the market. We have everything we need. We don't need any more businesses on 76 and Rawson. I can go up and down High 100, up and down 76th Street. Everything we need, we have it. Another thing I wanted to point out is, as far as the lights and the noise, there's nothing that you'll be able to do to prevent, you know, the noise. And as far as all these protective barriers and this and that, first of all, they're going to do nothing because any kind of protective barrier is going to take 20 years or more before it provides any kind of decent protective. I mean, pine trees take 30 years to grow. I mean, all this vegetation is going to take 20 to 30 years to provide any kind of protection from homeowners. Thank you.
Hello, can you hear me? I'm Deborah Burgess. I live at 7200 South Carrington Drive. I've been a resident of Franklin since 1985. I did prior to living where I live now, lived in the Forest Hill Village area, off of Loomis Road and one of the condominiums there. I, unlike a lot of people, waited until I was in my 50s to buy a home. I decided that I wanted to make sure I had enough money and that I was comfortably set before I ventured. I was told by Mark O'Malley, and I checked out with, of course, everybody in the city, planning, whatever, this was going to be residential. So I'm not going to reiterate. We already know all that. So, and anyway, I'd like to thank you all for listening to us this evening. But I'd also like to say I think the downside risk of this project far outweighs the upside potential. There is a huge investment, and it needs to be examined with great scrutiny and caution before the zoning is changed. I also agree with the majority of the people here tonight who oppose this project. I also see a large, large, huge yellow caution sign tonight that Mr. Zimmerman is not here, and none of us here seem to know why. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Ron Gint. I live at 9011 West Hawthorne. I think you've all been punished enough, so I would just like to register my objection to this project. I think my comments to the council are on the record. Thank you.
So high. Hi, my name is Leanne Brune. I live at 8708 West Callaway Court. I, like the others, believe that most of what needed to be said has already been said tonight. I am opposed to the development. The only thing that I wanted to point out that hasn't been brought up yet this evening is underneath the proposed mixed-use area, the buildings in purple there, is the master methane pipe. And that needs to be moved in order for and rerouted in order for any building to go in there. And that has not been addressed or brought up. That's a huge cost and expense. And I'm wondering who's going to absorb that cost and who would be paying that. That has not been addressed. So I just wanted to make sure and bring that forward as well as an issue and to have it stated that I am opposed. Thank you.
My name is Rich Loznecki. I'm at 7158 South Cambridge Drive. And I just wanted to go on the record to say that I'm adamantly opposed to the development, the plan development, as well as the rezoning. I don't have a lot more to add. There have been, you know, numerous outstanding points made today. I think what's the obvious thing, though, is that there are just so many unknowns and so many questions. You know, just quickly listing through them, what is the ultimate cost to the taxpayers? I don't think that's clear. What is the impact to our property values? I don't think that's clear. What's the environmental assessment? Traffic patterns? And what's the infrastructure cost? There's been just mentioned, another one mentioned. Road improvements needed, and on and on and on. I think that we heard that there's a lot of general plans. I heard, I don't know how many times, well, I can give you a process promise. I'm not quite sure what that is. Also, I heard when you mentioned the introduction here that this is the first time ever that we would be agreeing to a preliminary, or we'd have a preliminary approval of a preliminary plan. I think that's, you know, I really don't understand that. I really think that that we're really putting the cart before the horse here. You know, with that being said, I just don't think it should be rezoned. I'm a homeowner there, and I just think it would be mistrust to the homeowners there and a disservice to the residents of Franklin. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Ken Shiotani, 7233 South Stonehenge Drive. I just want to say I totally disagree with this project. I oppose. Thank you.
My name is Sherry Plour, and I live at 7200 South Carrington Drive. And I agree with what everybody has said here. I oppose the rezoning. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Robert Brawitz. I live on 7211 South Carrington Drive. And just like everybody else before me, I have great concern with this development, and I'm very opposed to the development of it. Thanks.
Hi, my name is Douglas Milosavljevic. I'm an anesthesiologist, and this is crazy because nobody would ever do anything of this scope without actually having a plan going forward. And to say is, like, we'll fix it as we go along, that's like doing Obamacare here. And really, really, it's really dumb. If you really want to improve everything around here, put single-family homes in there. Improve your schools like they do in San Marino, California, where I grew up. And you'll have everything you need. The Rock is just an idea that somebody else wants to promote. Okay? But I live on the other side of that rock. I don't really care what he does with his property. But I don't want him or anyone else to ruin the area that we just moved into 2 years ago. Thank you very much.
Could I have your, doctor, could I have your address, please?
Sorry?
Could I have your address, please?
7337 South Stonehenge.
Thank you.
Leroy Lewandowski, 8030 West Winston Way. I, too, oppose this program. First of all, 2 years ago, I did a open records on the police reports up there, and I had 200 of them for 1 year. This year, again, and I can't recall how many more there are in there, but I have a 32-page documentation from the police department again. And when I wrote through that, I can't remember 32 pages of all these incidents, but it's always past 12 o'clock, the noise and everything else. I'm also concerned about the stormwater coming behind, well, across from the Loomis area where they're proposing this new facility under Loomis Road to the other half of what they call Moss Farm. I've got a piece of Moss Farm behind me, which is 22 acres of really excellent environmental place. I like it. But the problem is we get water there that comes down in depths of maybe 10 inches. And I don't know if you remember the old former police. He had 10 inches of water come through his yard, and he had fish in it. So it's rather unusual, but there is no plans to deviate that stormwater. It just keeps coming down. One of the other things is that people are calling 76th and Rawson downtown. If you're going to have a downtown, you need a commons of some sort. And I've always thought that that park or that county property would be a commons, not this thing. We could have made a nice park out of there. Maybe you've got to be careful when you throw your butts away, you get blown away. But they just redone those pipes again. They just, I don't know how long they've been working on it. So is that an improvement, or is it going to be getting worse? So there must be a problem for that area to do this. And the other thing is that this TIF program, nobody is saying anything about this TIF program that's being proposed. I think the last time I saw it, it would go from the Rock all the way to 51st Street, which included county land again. And what we got two quarries, two asphalt plants. They constantly run these trucks all the way to 76th and Rawson, and it's a distraction. It's dirt. It's stones. It's noise. And then you're going to have a baseball diamond. If you want a downtown, you got to start at the beginning. Somebody missed the boat when they built Franklin way back when. 76th and Rawson is, you either got to tear it up or anything. You need a commons. This thing going in here is useless as far as I'm concerned. Thank you.
Hello. I'm Kasumi Shiotani, living in 7233 South Stonehenge Drive, Franklin. I come from Japan, and we picked this city because it's very beautiful, and people are very educated, because the school system is very nice. So if this project failed, you know, tax are going to this one. I really think that, you know, kids need a future and good education. So instead of doing these kind of things, school and education is much more important. So that's the reason even I come from Japan, and high population density places, you know, we don't need those kind of the very busy things. If we need something important, education building, more place for the for the future children's education. So I really opposed this project. Thank you very much.
My name is Ann Devine. I live at 9020 West Hawthorne Lane. And I'm not going to repeat everything that my articulate neighbors did. I think they did a great job of doing that. I would like to say, though, that my husband and I moved here 20 years ago from the city of Milwaukee because we wanted to live in the suburbs. We didn't want to live in a metropolis like what is going in on here. And I have to say that the first time we went down Rawson Avenue, went to Pick and Save, we came out of Pick and Save, and we had to go east on Rawson and make a U-turn to go back to Rawson to get home. And I thought, this is totally ridiculous. Surely they're going to correct this. Here we are 20 years later, and we're still doing the same U-turn. I mean, is this the kind of planning we do in Franklin? And we're going to create something here, and we don't even know half of the answers that are going to be made? And I think I'm going to state the obvious. This is being pushed through because they have a deal pending with the UWM team, or they need to get in this stadium by 2017 to get some minor league baseball. And if you're going to let them push you around like that, I'm going to be doing some recalling myself. Thank you.
I'd like to make one more comment. I'm James Rudlevich at 9901 West Rawson. I think after seeing all our neighbors make these comments, I think it's very significant that the man who is trying to promote this never even shows up. When he does, he's confrontational. He called the police to throw people out of his meeting when they were there to try to learn in a listening session. He is not addressing the problems of the light and noise pollution. Mr. Marshall said that wasn't his problem because that was a different development. Nobody here, if this is an example of what this company and development group is responding to the citizens, beware, beware. They bring in suits in here, and they bring in beautiful designs and pictures. We can have lots of pictures, but they are all suppositions. I think the people here on this planning commission are wise. I think they'll do their responsibilities, and I think you've heard the voice of our community saying no. I hope to God that you listen. Thank you for giving me the second chance.
Bruce Kineski, 7719 West Coventry Drive, and I cannot resist the temptation to talk. In concept, I concur with this proposal. Just like I said, in concept. I do, for the reasons of Mr. Lucky indicated earlier, but I do have concerns. So 5-10 years from now, the citizens of Franklin, the taxpayers of Franklin, aren't left on second and third with the tying and winning runs in the bottom of the ninth inning, basically left holding the bag, basically, with a project. I do want to thank Mr. Zimmerman for improving what was once a pigsty owned by Mr. John Cation. I do have to say that. I do think that things could have been different, how the design with the lighting. I totally agree that the first time I saw drove down 76th Street with those lights shining into those windows, as the gentleman sitting at this left the table to my left here have incurred my wrath once about 10 years ago, if I had been one of those people living over there, they would have incurred my wrath again on something. But I want to give you some just food for thought, neutral comments before I get into my concerns about this. I'm reminded tonight, sitting in the back of the room, of this is a very calm meeting, by the way, of the one of the first big ruckus meetings in the city of Franklin, January, the first Tuesday in January 1992. Many of you that are here up at the counter may or at the dais may remember that. From that meeting, which was what I call the tax revolt meeting in the former green room at Franklin High School, that's how the city came up with those policies on that left wall over there, about the 70-30 mix. And just remember, that's what the city has gone in policy, and that started in the mid-90s and finally adopted, and I think what they down there, 2005 or something like that. So this is a bit of background. Another, I'm also reminded about apartments, albeit a lot less density, the apartments on the southeast corner of 76 and Drexel. That property is owned by Tuckaway Country Club. They wanted to sell it for development. The neighbors, the older couple that lived immediately to the east, nice couple, they met with the city planner at the time, I know, many times objecting to the project, and the city planner said, no, there's going to be berms and trees and everything. The city planner ran into them when the wife was at the hospital, and the city planner's mother-in-law was at the hospital. I was a city planner, full disclosure. About 5, 6, 7 years later, that gentleman said, Bruce, you're right. We don't even know the apartments are there with the buffering, albeit the much smaller project. I understand that. Another thing, my daughter and son-in-law own a home now in Franklin, late 20s. The thing they complain about from Franklin is there's nothing to do for millennials. If you don't have kids in the school system, in scouting, in sports, in music, there's nothing really to do and to meet people, your neighbors in Franklin. This might give them something to do. But, and I also understand mixed use. I understand the market studies for rental properties. I've read a report commissioned by a nearby community for rental properties. Reads exactly the same for the demand for rental in this market area. I understand that. I'm floored by the cost or the monthly rents that these market reports are saying that could be had, much more than I pay in my mortgage. But that's what a well-thought-out report with a lot of background and support information came with the same conclusions that are presented here. I do have a concern about the this general development plan. And I do understand and I hear the concerns of the neighbors, and I understand those neighbors. The general development plan, I understand a reason for it in a project like this, a complicated large project. However, I do wonder, and I know you can't answer questions now under the public hearing format, but later I'd like to hear maybe the city attorney address how